AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. It was a long night, but a good one, says the French president. The Europeans have agreed on a bailout deal with Greece. Without it, Greece's financial system may well have collapsed, possibly shaking other world economies as well. Christine Lagarde is with the IMF.
It's been a laborious night, but I think it's a good step to rebuild confidence, and there will be many more steps, I'm sure, that will only be demonstrated by the implementation of what has been agreed now.
This will mean even more cutbacks for the Greek people. The parliament there still has to approve this deal. World stock markets were up on the news. To Vienna now, where diplomats had said they hope to announce an agreement in the nuclear talks with Iran. But we're learning that a couple of sticky issues are holding things up. Our Mark Smith reports on a couple of key things to watch for, like how tough inspections will be and how quickly sanctions are lifted.
Administration officials have insisted nuclear sanctions can only be lifted as Iran's compliance is certified by the UN Nuclear Agency. The question is, will its experts be able to visit any sites they want to? Top Iranians have declared military sites off limits, but the White House insists if the experts want access, they'll have to get it soon after any challenge.
The Romanian prime minister has been indicted in a corruption investigation there. Executed overseas, a 30-year-old mother of six convicted of killing an American teacher in the United Arab Emirates and planting a bomb outside the home of another American. It didn't go off. Ala Badr Abdallah al-Hashimi had links to Islamic extremists. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker will enter the Republican race for the White House this afternoon in Wisconsin. And Novak Djokovic won Wimbledon yesterday. This is AP Radio News. The Mexicans aren't the only ones who want the Sinaloa drug cartel chief Joaquin Guzman. He busted out of a prison near Mexico City over the weekend. Our Ed Donahue says he's a wanted man in this country, too.
Former Drug Enforcement Agency Administrator Peter Benziger says Guzman should have been housed in an American prison, and the escape should be handled at the presidential level. Several U.S. attorneys' offices have indicted Guzman on federal trafficking charges, including in Chicago. The crime-fighting group, the Chicago Crime Commission, said the prison break meant Guzman will regain his title as public enemy number one in Chicago, where his cartel has long dominated the cocaine and heroin trade. Attorney General Loretta Lynch offered Mexico help in recapturing Guzman. I'm Ed Donahue.
The new Miss USA is Miss Oklahoma. Pageant co-owner Donald Trump was not there, and no one mentioned his recent remarks critical of Mexican immigrants. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.